This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Pueblo officials are hoping to significantly expand facilities at its airport. A new master plan calls for a bigger terminal, an additional security checkpoint, and more lounge space. Pueblo Airport Manager Greg Pedroza says it also seeks to remedy a common complaint: poorly located restrooms.
People get through TSA, there's an issue with the plane, weather delay or whatnot, and they're stuck without a restroom, without a vending machine on that side of security.
About 12,000 commercial passengers fly in and out of Pueblo each year. Southern Airways has submitted a proposal to provide essential services to Pueblo. The state health department is adding some new information to its COVID-19 wastewater surveillance dashboard. As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, the aim is to make the data easier to understand.
Wastewater surveillance has proven to be a reliable tool to see when and at what levels COVID-19 is present in a community. Used in combination with other measures, public health officials say it helps track COVID-19 disease transmission. But the viral concentrations found in wastewater samples can vary quite a bit. That makes the data hard to interpret. Now the state health department is adding color-coded trend classifications to its online dashboard to help the public use the data. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Teachers make up 1 in 10 of Airbnb's hosts in Colorado, according to the hospitality service company. Colorado teachers are some of the lowest paid in the country, and many say they need to supplement their salaries. The state's teachers earned just over $12 million from hosting Airbnb guests in 2021. Colorado has the 5th highest percentage of hosts who are educators. This is CPR News and KRCC.